At the Last Supper, the apostle Jude asks Jesus a question. Jesus says, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, and because I live, you will live." And then Jude says, "Lord, what do you mean?" It's basically, what do you mean that we will see you, but the world will not? Do you ever think about that? Like Jesus, he revealed himself to witnesses, but as we heard from the Acts of the Apostles today, he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. He appeared only to his apostles, to the disciples. He did appear to 500 brethren at once, as St. Paul records. But he only came to those who already knew him. Like Jesus, why not just, after you're resurrected, why not go back and show yourself to Pilate and show yourself to the chief priests, show yourself to everyone who put you on the cross? Like, wouldn't that do something? You know, it's almost like, why not go up to the top of the temple and throw yourself down? Right? Why does the Lord do it this way? Why is this God's way of revealing the resurrection? I think there's many reasons for it, but today I want to take you back to one of Jesus' parables. Remember the parable about the rich man and poor Lazarus? Lazarus is at the doorstep. The rich man keeps on just walking over him every day. They both die. Abraham goes to heaven. The rich man is suffering in the flames of torment. And he says to Abraham, send Lazarus to cool my tongue. I'm burning here. And Abraham says, well, there's no changing where you are now. This is your reward. And then the rich man says, well, go and have Lazarus go to my brothers. I've got 5 brothers. Send him to tell them, lest they too fall into torment. And remember the response of Father Abraham. He says, they have Moses and the prophets. And the rich man says, well, but if someone would go to them from the dead, would rise up from the dead, they would believe. And Abraham says, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, even if someone should rise from the dead, it would not be enough. If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't even listen to someone who has risen from the dead. It's an interesting way the Bible interprets itself, the different verses speaking to each other. You see, unless a person has an actual desire and love for the truth, then when the truth of reality confronts them and demands a response, they will merely dig in their heels into more falsehood. It's actually, in some ways, a mercy for the Lord not to reveal himself and his power and his resurrection to someone unless they have begun to desire the truth, unless the Holy Spirit has begun to loosen the soil. Sometimes we wonder, like, why has God not worked in this person's life yet? Why do they still not believe? Like, what? Or in my life, like, God, what are you waiting for? And sometimes the Lord is like, I'm waiting to loosen the soil, because if I come to you now and you reject me or you resist me, it's going to hurt more. It will be more pain. It might even be condemnation. Maybe it was a mercy that Pilate and the chief priests and the Pharisees, that the Lord did not come to them in his resurrection, because maybe they would have totally rejected him. Because if they do not listen to the law and the prophets, if they do not listen to just what is truth, am I humble enough to just desire what is true and not to just impose myself on others? Right, that's also the rich man. He says, tell Lazarus to come over here and help me. It's like he still hasn't learned yet. Lazarus is not just your plaything. He's your fellow human being. He's still living in the falsehood of everyone exists for me. Are we humble enough to seek the truth? The disciples were, and that's why Jesus appeared to them. That's why they became his witnesses. This is the chosen method of God to reveal his love, mercy, and forgiveness to the world. To actually, when we have barricaded the front door to God, these humble chosen witnesses, these little children, these little fishermen, and us are the ones that God sends to go in the back door. I wasn't expecting that. Oops. here comes Jesus coming to get me. He came in the back door. God's ways are so mysterious, and we cannot predict everything that he will do and everything that he will choose to call us to himself in love. Today, brothers and sisters, let us choose to live in the truth, to desire the truth, to desire Christ. And let's be his witnesses. God may call us to witness in very unusual and strange ways. Let's be his witnesses. We who have believed in him, we who have known him, we who have tasted the goodness of his love. Let's testify to that in every way we can.